Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
According to a Facebook reel that I am watching as we speak, former Kansas City radio personality Kelly Urich is in Montego Bay.
Yeah, I saw it.
I'll reach out to him and see if we can't get him. Joining us on the KMZ hotline is Channel 9 Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby. Hello, good friend.
Hello, how are you guys
doing? I know you know Kelly well.
Yes, I've been talking to him through messages before. We're actually going through Facebook messaging, but obviously coverage is not the best down there, so it's going to be more difficult to get a hold of him. But he did reach out to me asking, where's the eye? So he's kind of in the dark.
Turn around. It's right behind you.
It is about 20 miles south of Montego Bay right now.
Wow.
So it's over the western half of Jamaica, and I think he's farther east.
Is this a worst-case scenario for Jamaica, Brian? We just read it was going 8 miles an hour. That seems awfully slow.
Oh, it is. I mean, I think at one time it was only going about 2 or 3 miles per hour, so you could actually outrun this thing, you know? So to have it over warm water, to have it as large as it is, to have it so well-defined as it was, it definitely caused some issues and some problems across the area. And it's probably the worst-case scenario just because Jamaica is surrounded by water and half of the hurricane is still out over the water, meaning it's not really going to weaken quickly. It's going to stay pretty strong. And 185-mile-an-hour winds would be like an EF4.
So for people who are not scientists like you are, I'm certainly not. Can you explain? I found these pictures of the eye of this hurricane, people flying, these hurricane hunters, if you will, flying into the eye of this hurricane. And it was the most dangerous / beautiful thing I've ever seen.
The Coliseum effect or the stadium effect is gorgeous. You're absolutely right. But, you know, for those folks who are a little skittish whenever the flight attendants come on and say, we're going to have some choppy air.
Yeah.
That is real choppy air. And what's happening is they're actually above it. And hurricanes are pretty squat. They're not very tall. And so you can actually get above it. But nonetheless, the updrafts are just intense. And so, it's beautiful to look at. But, man, I hope that you have some Dramamine.
But why is it so calm in something so unbelievably awful?
If you look at a spinning top, the top itself, the center of the top is not really spinning around. If you see an Olympic skater, when she pulls her arms in, she's starting to spin faster, but part of her is not spinning at all. Same thing with the hurricane. It's just that it has to have a fulcrum or something to spin around, which isn't really moving much at all. And that's, once again, why the eye is so calm and everything else is pretty intense. And the eye wall, I think the last time I saw it was about 12 miles wide, which would be about, say, from downtown Kansas City out to just west of Lee's Summit.
When will it all be over, Brian? When will they, you know, come out, start hearing chainsaws, that kind of thing?
Not for at least another 4 hours.
Four.
I don't really see, because it is moving so slow. And that's one of the analogies I was talking about on my Facebook page. You know, a tornado will affect one house that you're stationary at, approach you, affect you, leave, just like a train going about 35 miles an hour for about 18 seconds, 25 seconds. This thing is EF four winds for about 3 or 4 hours straight.
Oh, my gosh.
With no chance of it letting up because it's moving so slow and it's a hurricane. So it's going to take some time. And I just think it's going to, even though people, I'm sure, are going to try to want to rebuild fast, to try to get to wherever they need to without power and all sorts of lines that are down and all sorts of trees that are blocking the roads, it's going to be just difficult even to get to the area where they need to. And I'm sure, even like you said, Scott, just turn around and I'm sure they can see damage just about every way they look.
Yeah, Brian, I was watching a meteorologist who was in Jamaica this morning on one of the networks. I can't remember which. It doesn't matter. And they were pointing out, and I was in Jamaica 3 years ago. It is, I can attest to this, a very hilly, if not mountainous country. So You're dealing with all of this rain coming down from the mountains, right? However many inches or feet of rain it is, meeting, and a lot of people live near the coast, meeting with this incredible surge coming in from the ocean, and it's going to create an even bigger problem.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, gravity is not your friend in that, as you said, all this water will come cascading down from the mountaintop into low-lying areas. And let's be honest that some folks probably in Jamaica don't have the best means, and so it's difficult to say even if their structures are going to survive the wind, let alone survive the surge that's just going to be tremendous. So this is going to be a story I'm sure that's going to be covered for weeks, where it's not going to be pretty, and it's going to take a long time to rebuild, and certainly a long time to get any sort of power back and any sort of return to normalcy. And I just can't imagine something as simple as just trying to get food to people, whether they're trying to rescue or they're just trying to survive.
Hmm. Brian, can you explain this trajectory of this storm for me? Yeah. Because earlier this week, if you were looking at the storm as it was moving westward, It looked like it was on a direct path to hit northern Central America and Cancun. And then it parks itself literally yesterday south of Jamaica, and then moves north. It takes a strong, it's going west and then turns strong to the northeast. How does that happen?
Because, again, they aren't that tall. They can go against the grain. Most of the prevailing winds in the northern hemisphere go from west to east. But because this guy is like Priest Holmes, well-built but small, He can go the other way, going from east to west. And so they really don't necessarily get caught up in the prevailing winds. And every once in a while, if you have a frontal system, it can act as a bulldozer because fronts themselves aren't that thick either or that tall in the atmosphere. And so it kind of just can coax, for lack of a better term, it can coax the storm to veer one way or the other. And if there are no prevailing winds to try to help steer it, it'll just continue to feed and keep itself alive over warm water and continue to fester that way.
No fear for the United States?
No, because once again, there is a front that's going to be moving off the East Coast, and that will act as a good bulldozer, or at least a boundary that will keep it out to sea. And if anything, it still looks like it's going to go through eastern Cuba, go through the Bahamas, and still on a beeline for Bermuda.
Just some normal old rain for us today, Brian?
Yeah. normal rain will get heavier and more widespread than we've seen recently. So that's a good sign. No severe weather. So that's also good. So no wind, no hail, just slow soaking rain.
You know, I just looked it up. The letters Q, U, X, Y, and Z do not get named hurricanes.
Never used, because there are very few words. I mean, again, there's six lists that are rotated every 6 years. And when a hurricane is bad, they retire that name, which is why there will never be another Camille, another Katrina, another, Hugo, among others.
Anytime one of them overstays their welcome, Brian.
Pretty much. And so
they never get invited back.
Would you?
No.
So this name will probably be retired. I doubt if there'll be another Melissa, because you don't want to compare the Melissa of 2025
right
to the Melissa in 2031 and say, well, that wasn't so bad.
Well, but God forbid, and maybe this is above all of our pay grades here, but God forbid there was a hurricane season where it, because they don't use Q, they don't use U, X, Y, or Z. Let's say it got past the X, Y, or Z. Would it just start over with a new A?
Oh, did you remember a couple of years? Was it Helen and Neville? Was it?
We cycled through them, didn't we?
We cycled all the way through them, so then we went to the Greek alphabet.
I know, 2005.
Was it 2005? Yeah. Neville just told me. So that it does happen. That was just a very active year. Maybe not all of them hurricanes, but they could have been tropical storms. And so they went through the alphabet, and then they started and over again with Alpha, I think, Bravo. I forget what else we went to. Did it go with Beta? Gamma? So it did do the, not the phonetic alphabet that we're used to. It was the Greek alphabet that was used. So, yeah, hopefully wouldn't have to worry about 26 more over the 26 or 24 or 22. So, yeah. It's interesting. And it wasn't that long. When was it now? I think it was in 1979 or 1980s when they started going back and forth between women's names and men's names. And, of course, hurricanes are named after women, and hurricanes are named after men. But I'm here all week.
Okay, all right.
Get out.
Hey, I'm just following Sam Stevie's lead with bad puns.
Okay. All right, we love you, man. Be well.
Love you guys. Take care.
All right, Channel 9 Chief Meteorologist Brian Busby here on KMBZ.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a killer sports podcast. You bring the heat every week, and you have a loyal audience. But when it comes to monetizing, you're still leaving too much on the table. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your show for free. No fees, no catch. You focus on delivering the play-by-play and hot takes, and our experienced sales team goes to work bringing in ad dollars. Let's turn those downloads into revenue. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and start making money from your podcast.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters: your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.